It's Tuesday's Roundup, brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in.
Good morning, young man.
Good to see you, Hanko.
Yeah, you said that your blades were dull.
My what?
You said your blades were sharp on your mower.
They were.
Not dull.
They were sharp.
Yeah. Is that the only thing sharp in your toolbox?
Yeah, well, the driver of the mower is not very sharp. But it was a hard grass to cut. I don't know if you noticed that. But
I didn't cut mine last night. I should have.
It was very, very thick. And I noticed that because I went back and kind of, I've got an old yard sweeper, so I picked up some of it, and there were some streaks underneath, you know. And like I say, my blades are new and sharp, so it's not.
Did you go back and mow it again?
I mowed parts of it again, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's usually between the wheels, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or it could be between the ears, too.
I'm not going to say anything else on that. How was your evening, though, besides
that? It was pretty good, other than that. A little warm, but.
It was humid.
It was.
I don't think it was warm. It's just humid. It's like this morning, it's just sticky.
Yeah.
Like. It's like glue out there.
It is. The other thing that I noticed, Hank, is my groundhogs are missing.
Are they?
They're gone. And I talked to somebody else, and then my son said the same thing. He's like, yeah, I haven't seen my groundhogs for several weeks. So I'm wondering, do they go on vacation this time of year?
I don't know.
Or do they hibernate, like, you know, midway through the summer, and then they get up and, you know, I don't know.
Maybe they've made a home underneath your home.
Maybe they're just deeper.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they've dug deeper.
Because a lot of people say, like the mole situations, which I'm sure they're similar, the hotter it gets, the deeper they go.
That must be it. They must be down trying to strike oil on my land.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't have the mineral rights.
I'd be like Jed Clampett, you know.
Go ahead and sing it. Go ahead.
And one day he was shooting at some food and up through the ground came
bubbling crude.
He was kin to you, wasn't he?
He was a good uncle.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Because
I think that was down, I think it was around Missouri that he.
Was it Missouri or Tennessee?
Well, there's conflicting things there. Because I think Granny always talks about some Tennessee landmarks, but I've heard, because when they went back to their home, a couple of episodes, I want to say it was around Missouri.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's all the same, done.
Yeah, pretty much.
just circle it.
Just, yeah, right.
Yeah, just circle it, and so.
Uncle Jed.
Uncle Jed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jethro! out in the cement pond.
Some of those episodes were hilarious, especially the early ones. I love the one where Drysdale recruits him to be on his trap shooting team.
Yes, yes.
And the other people are like, they see Granny and they're like, hey, yeah, let her be on
there. Let her be on
like,
this.
Got a double barrel blast.
Boom. She didn't hold anything back.
No,
nope. Granny.
Old Granny, I'll tell you.
I don't know if that would even be favorable to air anymore on a regular week.
Well, 1971, they called it the Rural Purge. They kicked any show off. Pat Buttram of Green Acres said any show with a tree was canceled. So,
oh, really?
So they thought it was, you know, degrading to rural Americans, some of the shows that they put on there, you know. And
fact, though.
I lived in rural America, and I thought they were the funniest. So
I lived in rural America. I lived in rural Arkansas, America.
Exactly.
So, and it's like, people love that show.
Yeah, right. Green Acres and Petticoat Junction and Hillbillies and Hee Haw. Because, see, Hee Haw was canceled. People don't realize that, but it was canceled. And then it went into syndication. And then any TV station could carry it. That's when it became famous. It was opposite Lawrence Welk.
Yes, Sunday nights.
Yep, Lawrence Welk was syndicated, too.
Yeah. I love the Hee Haw show.
Yeah.
Hee-haw.
There you go. I bet, well, you know, and some of the jokes you use on Monday.
Yeah, are from the Hee Haw book.
Came from the Hee Haw book.
Yeah. And some jokes that are not used come from the Hee Haw.
Yeah, right.
Today is quiz day, young man.
Yeah, you better get at it.
It's a plethora of things. Your question of the day, though, is what is something that you've done to try to be cool?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I think at one time in the late 80s, I tried to go with a mullet.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
You have a picture of that?
No, I don't think so. But I was kind of a mullet boy for a little
bit. Dear June.
Yeah.
Please give us a picture of mullet boy. Guarantee you she has one.
I was inspired by Don Majkowski,
who
was
okay.
Packers yeah. quarterback. He had a mullet.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He was a mullet.
Yeah. Oh, he had a good year.
One. The year he got hurt was his good. Was his
well,
best
yeah,
year.
Absolutely.
You might be from Peerage, Phil, if you own coolers that cost more than your microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. My dad is a collector of coolers.
Oh.
Every cooler I've owned, my dad owns it.
Really?
Yes. Somehow they end up in his little cooler shop. He has an own section.
His cooler shop.
Yeah.
Does he use them or does he just look at them?
I don't know what he does.
Okay. Hmm. Anyway.
All right. Number one, buddy. Which was a real product, Philip? Was it a beard ornament, a hamster snorkel, or glow-in-the-dark waffles?
Hmm. All right.
Number two. At one point in baseball history, a batted ball didn't have to be caught in the air for an out. A fielder could catch it after one bounce, whether the ball was fair or foul, and the batter was still out. True or false? All right. Number three. Before the modern four-down system, what combination was used for earning a new set of downs in football? Was it 5 yards and three downs, 10 yards and three downs, 15 yards and four downs, or 10 yards and five downs?
Hmm.
5 yards and three downs, 10 yards and three downs, 15 yards and four downs, or 10 yards and five downs?
Okay.
Number four. Which school is represented by the unusual fighting okra?
Fighting okra.
Fighting okra.
All right.
All right. Is it Delta State, Mississippi State, Tulane, or Southern Mississippi? Delta State, Mississippi State, Tulane, or Southern Mississippi?
Okay.
Number five, which Wisconsin city claims to be the birthplace of the ice cream sundae? Is it Sheboygan, Manitowoc, Two Rivers, or Fond du Lac?
Okay. All right.
Sheboygan, Manitowoc, Two Rivers, or Fond du Lac?
All right.
All right, young man. If I can turn my page. Number six, which president reportedly enjoyed challenging White House visitors to wrestling matches?
Wrestling matches.
Is it Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, Calvin Woodledge, or Herbert Hoover?
Okay. All right.
Number four, before the FCC existed, Philip, which federal agency regulated American radio? You should have learned this in school.
I probably did.
Yeah, this come right off your old school's website or the old school. I found some old stuff from it.
Oh.
Was it A, Federal Radio Commission, B, National Broadcasting Authority, C, Department of Radio, or D, Wireless Communication Board?
Wireless. Right.
Did I just say wireless from 19?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Number eight, what unusual sounds helped create the distinctive rhythm of Johnny Cash's early recordings, such as I Walk the Line? All right. Is it a drummer hitting a suitcase, a paper shredded through guitar strings, a snare drum with brushes, or coins shaken in a jar?
Okay.
Number nine, according to a 2025 survey, what percentage of Americans said they had peed in the shower at least once during the past year?
Oh, boy.
Yep. You knew one of those questions were coming.
Yeah.
Number, is it A, 17%, B, 29%, C, 45%, or D, 68%?
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Number 10, what percentage of Americans say they never make their bed?
Oh.
Is it A, 7%, B, 16%, C, 22%, or D, 31%?
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You ready?
Go ahead, man.
Number one, which was a weird product, Philip? Was it beard ornaments, hamster snorkel, or glow-in-the-dark waffles?
Beard.
It is. It is a beard ornament, yes.
Sounded the most legit.
You know what? Anymore, a hamster snorkel would sound legit.
Yeah, that's true. You wonder how you'd get that on and keep it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it didn't say it had to work.
Okay.
At one point in baseball history, a batted ball didn't have to be caught in the air for an out. A fielder could catch it after a bounce, whether the ball was fair or foul, and the batter was still out.
It's got to be true.
It is true. The once bounce rule for the fair balls lasted until 1864, while that rule hung around for foul balls until 1883. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Back then, an outfielder could let it bounce before it still make the play.
Make the play.
And that's today, their crowd would already be yelling, "You got to catch that!"
That's like a workup, you know?
Yes.
What, 75 for the one bounce, 50 for two, and 25 if it's rolling? Yep.
Number three, before the modern four-down system in football, which combination was used for earning a new set of downs?
I said the second one.
It is. It's 10 yards and three downs.
Woo-hoo! Three in a row, baby. Yeah,
third and nine wasn't a passing situation. It was more like, well, boys, it's been a nice knowing you situation. Yeah. Which school is represented by the unusual Fighting Okra?
Well, the only one that I knew it had to be like a school I've really never heard of, because I've never heard of Fighting Okra.
That's true.
So I went with Delta State.
It is. It may be the only mascot that can defeat you on the football field and then get breaded for supper. But here's a true fact, all right? The Fighting Okra is Delta State's popular unofficial mascot, but it is called the Fighting Okra. Everybody calls it the
really?
Fighting Okra.
Okay.
The school's official athletic nickname is the Statesman.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's a really smart school.
Okay.
Can you tell me where Delta State is?
I'm going to say Louisiana.
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very top-of-the-line school.
Interesting.
So, number five, which Wisconsin city claims to be the birthplace of the ice cream sundae?
I went with Trivers.
Trivers, it is. Leave it to Wisconsin to look at ice cream and say, good start, and I dump some syrup on it.
Yeah, the locals say Twivers.
Is it Twivers?
Well, it's two rivers, but I think the
it's Twivers.
Twivers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is that like Sugar Rivers?
Yeah, we were just down there. Sugar River.
Which president reportedly enjoyed challenging White House visitors to a wrestling match?
Well, I think I've heard this before, and you know, I think he was a little eccentric. He had skills in all different areas.
He did.
Abraham Lincoln.
It was Abraham Lincoln. Mr. President, I'd like to discuss the economy. Best two out of three, Dale, please.
I think he is in the National Wrestling
Hall
of Fame.
I think he is, too.
That's why I thought that, too.
I think he is, too, yeah. Before the FCC existed, which federal agency regulated American radio? Is it A, Federal Radio Commission, National Broadcast Authority, Department of Radio, or Wireless Communications Board?
I went with A.
It is Federal Radio Commission, the FRC, because the government agencies were apparently required to have at least three letters back then, too.
I guess I can keep my Transamerican School of Broadcasting card now.
Yeah, you can keep it.
Seven in a row, baby.
All right, here we go. What unusual sounds help create the distinctive rhythm of Johnny Cash's early recordings as I Walk the Line? A drummer boy hitting a suitcase, paper threaded through a guitar string, or a snare drum with brushes, or corn shaken with a jar?
I went with the brushes.
That's wrong.
No!
Paper threaded through guitar strings.
Okay.
Really cool. If I watched the YouTube, it's really neat.
That is cool.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking more of the...
I see what you're saying, yeah.
The bass and the drum, the rhythm...
So you got one wrong.
I got one wrong.
Mm. Number nine, according to a 2025 survey, what percentage of Americans said they peed in the shower at least once during the past year, Philip?
I said the last one.
68%?
Yeah.
No, it's 45%.
No!
My goodness.
Missed it.
45%. 45% people admit it, and I'm guessing the other 55% would probably like to speak with their attorney.
That's why I went higher.
Yeah. Oh, well. Number 10, what percentage of Americans never say they make their bed? Is it 7, 16, 22, or 31%?
7%.
It is 7%. Woo-hoo! 7% never make their bed. The reasoning? I'm just going to mess it up again tonight.
Right.
That's called efficiency.
Right.
Not bad, young man.
8 correct.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That was a tough one. I had a 2 in a row wrong, but I had 7 in a row right.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. You qualify for football.
Ooh, I get to go out for recess.
Well, football it is. Buddy, have a great day, and everybody out there, be kind and stay dry.
That's Hank Bray.